It's Thursday, November 30th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The next wave of cloud computing, the migration of complex workloads, and new customer demand. New SEC cyber incident rules, a boost for MSPs and client compliance assistance. An ECB research report debunks AI job cut fears, high-skilled employment may rise by up to 4.3%. And a tech conference faces outrage over fake diversity efforts, a lesson in ethical principles. This is the Business of Tech. Eureka Process is now a Gazinta company. Eureka Process, the consulting team focused on you streamlining your MSP, is now part of Gazinta, the SaaS company focused on empathy and getting shit done quickly and correctly. What does that mean? First, Gazinta Mobius customers will get even better customer support for their products. The Eureka team will be looking at ways to deliver better customer support and give their thoughts on how to make the products better. It also means that you can come to Gazinta for more of your consulting needs when you want to own a business, not be owned by your business. Process Consulting will give you the freedom you need. Visit gazinta.com/eureka to learn more. According to a Canalys report, global spending on cloud infrastructure services reached $73.5 billion in Q3 2023, with a 16% year-over-year increase. The top three cloud providers, AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, jointly grew by 20% and accounted for 65% of total spending. The market is stabilizing, and enterprise IT spending cuts on cloud services are slowly easing, partly due to the focus on AI. AWS maintained its dominance with a 31% market share. Microsoft's Azure growth rate increased by 29%, and Google Cloud experienced a 24% growth rate. According to Gartner, by 2028, 70% of tech workloads will run in a cloud computing environment, up from 25% today. The next wave of cloud computing will involve migrating more complicated workloads and introducing new options and requirements for cloud customers. Shifting critical applications to the cloud may include imposing cloud attributes on workloads in corporate data centers. Server shipments are projected to fall by 20% in 2023 due to the increasing silicon content of systems driven by hyper-heterogeneous computing. This shift toward fewer but more highly configured and costlier systems is fueled by the demands of AI, resulting in revenue growth. The trend of hyper-heterogeneous computing is pushing up the silicon content of servers, with CPUs and coprocessors expected to account for 30% of data center spending by 2027. Additionally, highly configured servers drive demand for data center power and cooling infrastructure, with liquid cooling expected to grow significantly. Per reporting in CRN, the total aggregate value of MSP M&A deals peaked in Q3, and experts predict that interest rates will cool in 2024, leading to more deals in the IT services space. Despite high interest rates, the number of transactions and the value of deals have increased. MSPs are defying the impact of high interest rates, and recurring revenue is critical in the MSP M&A space. The consensus is that interest rates will start declining next year, which is expected to drive significant M&A activity in the IT services sector. Why do we care? AI demands a lot of compute, and notably, the two are so intertwined to drive more cloud adoption. No wonder the cloud providers lead in it, the demand, and are so invested in it, the revenue driver. And suppose you also wondered what hyper-heterogeneous computing is. It's a system that goes beyond using just multiple types of computing cores like CPUs, GPUs, ASICs, FPGAs, and NPUs, as in heterogeneous computing. It involves using a wider variety of hardware clusters to solve a single problem. If nothing else, we can all learn too. I spotted this in CIO Dive. With the new cyber incident disclosure rules from the SEC, managed security service providers are expected to play a critical role in helping clients meet these requirements. The new rules require public companies to file an 8K form within 4 days after determining that a cyber incident will have a material impact on their business. MSPs and MSSPs can support these disclosure processes by providing information and data relevant to materiality determinations, breach reporting, and threat mitigation strategies. They can also offer consulting expertise in governance and policies related to incident materiality. The 10K reporting requirement associated with the SEC guidelines may significantly burden firms, and MSPs can assist in reporting on tight deadlines. Overall, the new SEC requirements present opportunities for MSPs to strengthen their cybersecurity approaches and offer additional analysis and oversight services to help clients adhere to the regulations. The United States, Britain, and other countries have signed an international agreement to prioritize the security of artificial intelligence systems. The agreement emphasizes the need for AI to be secure by design and includes recommendations such as monitoring for abuse, protecting data, and vetting software suppliers. While non-binding, the agreement signifies a global recognition of the importance of AI safety. The framework also addresses concerns about AI technology being hijacked by hackers. However, it does not cover issues related to the appropriate use of AI or data collection. Europe's IT sector is concerned that the EU's upcoming AI Act lacks tech neutrality and risk-based control. The strict approach toward general-purpose AI and the foundation models is not aligned with the complexity of the AI value chain and is inconsistent with the intended risk-based regulation. The potential classification of these technologies as highly capable or having high impact is also questioned. Additionally, the sector representatives oppose additional requirements for using copyrighted data and believe it adds unnecessary legal complexity. Concerns have been raised by executives and the U.S. about overregulation stifling innovation and favoring big players. The Biden administration is proposing a rule prohibiting cable and satellite companies from charging customers for canceling their services mid-contract. It's part of the administration's effort to eliminate hidden fees that increase consumer costs. The rule would also require companies to provide prorated credits or rebates for unused service days. The Federal Communications Commission is set to vote on the rule on December 13. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and the UK's National Cybersecurity Center have released joint guidelines on secure AI system development. The guidelines emphasize secure by design practices and the importance of security in operational practices and maintenance, and were developed in collaboration with other ministries and cybersecurity agencies worldwide. The effort aligns with the Biden administration's focus on cybersecurity and creating safeguards around the use of AI technology. Why do we care? Get out your legal pad and learn those forms. For some customers, that will be part of your service offering. These are more frameworks for you to leverage for potential AI security and compliance offerings. And for my European listeners, start preparing them for the upcoming regulation. CISA and NSCS have given you more tools to do so. And according to a European Central Bank research report, concerns about AI leading to job cuts may be unfounded. The report suggests that high-skilled jobs in fields impacted by AI could grow by 2.6 to 4.3%, while low-skilled jobs in Europe may not be significantly affected. However, the impact on AI on wages remains unclear. The report also notes that skilled workers and younger professionals benefit the most from AI in the workplace. The researchers caution that these findings do not guarantee the future impact of AI on employment and wages. According to Pearson's Skills Outlook report, generative AI will likely impact white-collar jobs more than blue-collar ones. The report states that generative AI can easily replicate many administrative tasks while only performing less than 1% of a blue-collar worker's job in a week. The report suggests that workers and employers should prepare for the future by understanding which jobs are at risk from AI and considering where generative AI might create new roles. Generative AI is already used in software development productivity, with nearly half of technology professionals using it. Data analysis is also another major use case. However, other business use cases are still in progress. The report, released by O'Reilly, also highlights the rising demand for professionals with AI experience. While customer-facing interactions are an everyday use case, they do carry risks. Finding appropriate business use cases and ensuring proper implementation are essential considerations. Why do we care? So, linking to yesterday's story about the lack of Microsoft Copilot experience in the channel, there's undoubtedly an opportunity to train and build your teams to leverage AI. Lots of green fields here. As high-skilled jobs are expected to grow with AI integration, MSPs should tailor their services to support and augment these roles, such as offering advanced analytics or AI-driven decision support systems. Provide consultancy on effectively integrating AI into business processes and leveraging AI for creating new job roles or transforming existing ones. Emphasize security and AI implementations, aligning with a broader trend towards ensuring AI systems are secure by design. DevTernity, an online conference, faced backlash and was eventually canceled for featuring fake female speakers. The controversy was uncovered by Jurgli Ortoz, who found that the conference had used fake profiles in the past. The story took a strange turn when it was revealed that one of the fake profiles was a fully realized catfish named Julia Christina. The conference organizers were widely condemned, and many scheduled speakers dropped out. The organizer addressed the allegations, claiming they were trying to boost diversity, but made a mistake. Why do we care? The incident highlights the need for genuine efforts around diversity. Diversity may not happen organically, yet it should not be faked. Use these kinds of incidents as case studies for internal training to reinforce ethical practices and the importance of diversity. Sometimes, don't be like that is the crucial lesson. Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on the Business of Tech. And be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to. A recurring top 50 tech news podcast, there are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage. Including a button to book a time to talk. I'm looking forward to that discussion. Thanks for listening. Today, National Computer Security Day. And that one, incredibly relevant to this audience. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs. And the link is in the show notes. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.